following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Check for sound. Check for power. Get it ready.
Systems online.
Now let's get fired up for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
So I'm a foolish cardinal.
It's about leading the league and fucking wins.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger.
What the fuck is wrong with Ben Roethlisberger, whatever his name is?
And now here's John and Tom.
We stink. Stink.
Get out, scream!
And here is the flaming hypocrisy of you. This is where it just flames.
It's all my fault.
It just flames.
Yeah.
America, understand something. Skip Bayless has been a journalist for over 30 years. Skip Bayless has covered it all. Skip Bayless covered the Dallas Cowboys when we found out there was a White House other than the one in the nation's capital. That was Skip Bayless telling us about that stuff. This is him. So that means he knows all of this stuff. There weren't distractions then. There weren't things to distract Troy Aikman. Really? There was a whole bunch of stuff going on. But somehow, some way, yes, the playmaker was on the team. Yes, somebody that would emerge as the greatest running back in the history of the game. You look at Troy Aikman and what he had to deal with. He found a way. You look at the days of Roger Staubach. He found a way. Mm-hmm. And then Tony Romo comes along. Mm-hmm. But there's something to be said for playing for America's team. Because you know what America's team signifies? A team that finds a way, no matter what the circumstances are, to get it done.
That's right, John. Get it done.
F the Cowboys.
Goddamn it, really.
The first thing I've got to be subjected to this year is that.
Yes.
Jesus. Screw Romo. I mean, really. Can we talk about a relevant team, please?
Oh, yeah, right. I'm seeing all these fantasy experts in their lists, and RG3 in the top 10. Who the hell's drafting RG3 as their starting quarterback? Give me a friggin' break.
In a keeper league, not even in the top 10. In the keeper league, you know, after round 5, it's not a bad idea if you've got your quarterback already set up.
But
you know what?
God.
For a throwback league, no way. You don't ever draft a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And if you're taking one, you got to take luck. He's the one that's going to be bombing it away.
Everybody thinks RG3 is going to be Cam Newton all over again. I got news for you. Cam Newtons don't come along very often.
No, they do. I mean, Cam Newton weighs like 60 pounds more than Griffin. He can run over linebackers. Griffin's not going to do that. He's going to have to outrun people.
Right. He's going to get the hell beat out of him like Michael Vick.
No, please cut it out. You know, he doesn't have the weight of, you know, the innocent dogs on his mind that he's murdered, slowing him down out there on the field. All right, this boy's clean-cut American. The only thing he's got to worry about is counting money from Subway restaurants.
Gee, can you tell it's football season?
That's right, we're counting endorsements already.
Here we go, here we go. It's the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, and it's show number 203.
That's right, it's 203. And man, people have been writing to us threatening suicide.
He's John, I'm Tom, and they're as long as they're not threatening us.
No, we haven't had that yet.
Okay.
But people threatening suicide, holy smoke.
You know, we have to analyze the person and decide whether it's a loss or not.
I will tell you this, just a quick teaser for the emails way down in the line. About 7 months ago, Adrian Lord got drunk and sent us an email, and I have not thrown it away, and he's dying to know what it is. Sitting over there in his South Korean hovel waiting to teach class, wondering what it is.
Well, he'll have to wait till the end of the show where we typically do email.
That's right.
I know we've been away for a while, but y'all aren't paying for this, so... Tough crap, you know? That's the way it goes.
Yeah. I have to redo the website because people write to me all the time. They want to know where the donation button is. And it's on that page. You just have to find it.
Is that right?
They write to you all the time. It's in the middle of the page.
How do I throw you money?
Look, I'm serious. I designed that page like 6 years ago, all right? And it needs to be redone so it doesn't fit for anything anymore. I just don't have time.
So now they want to give us money because we went away for a while.
I guess, you know, people always do that with me. I go away, they give me money, usually first.
You don't know what you got till it's gone, see?
Yeah, they pay me to go away. There you go.
All right, I'll get back to this Stephen A. and what's going on there. I just want to say, coming up, the Dez rules, the incompetent ref rules, the punt return rules, the Happy Valley rules, and the Herman Cain rules.
Everybody's got rules.
Everybody's got rules, yes.
Not this show. No rules, man.
Yeah, so anyway, what Stephen A. is getting on Skip about, calling him a hypocrite, because, you know, Skip's always, now he's always defending Tony Romo. You know, last year was all the defense's fault, Skip says, and now Jimmy Johnson has come out, and I don't know if you heard this, but he said that Romo is a great quarterback.
Yes. Oh, what does he know? I mean, this is a guy that takes pills to make his dick bigger.
I'm not talking about the NASCAR driver. I'm talking about Jimmy Johnson, the former football coach.
That's who I'm talking about. He takes pills to make his dick bigger. I'm not listening to him. He doesn't know anything. He takes extends, for God's sakes.
He was at some athletic forum, and he said, you've got to win the ring to get it done. I think Romo can get it done. I love Tony Romo.
From what I understand, Jimmy Johnson could put his thing through a pinky ring.
What?
That's why you've never seen the commercials of Jimmy Johnson for extends penis extension.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
Please. I mean, yeah. Oh, that's right. The former coach of my team, the guy who won for 2 Super Bowls. Oh, yeah, he does stupid ass dick pill commercials, and I'm just going to conveniently forget about it.
Well, anyway. Johnson argued that Romo catches more undeserved abuse than anybody in the NFL. You know, he threw 31 touchdowns and 10 interceptions last year, and people still call him a bumbler. And
he says he bumbled nonsense. Right into that defensive back that broke his shoulder. Right after your fullback let him through the line, you know, Romo bungled right on into him. It's completely his fault.
Well, he says, you know, in any other city, Romo would be hailed and given his due, but in Dallas, the game is different. And
I don't think so.
Skip, of course, agrees with that. You know,
I doubt. I don't think so. I don't. I think that a quarterback. I mean, anywhere you look, if there's a quarterback that doesn't get the job done when it really counts, he starts catching flack. They were giving Peyton Manning flack before he won the Super Bowl against the Bears.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think that's necessarily
true. Well, I think it's any big name in the media, and Peyton Manning's a big name, and he's putting up these huge stats, so he's going to get that. And, of course, anybody who's the quarterback for the Cowboys is going to be a media, you know, a lightning rod.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, as they should be.
But, anyway, Skip...
That's your quarterback.
Skip agrees, and that's why Stephen A. sees Skip as hypocritical. Listen.
I could go back in the archives, and I encourage you to do so too, America. Look at the byline.
Skip Bayless, and go back to the days of when he was writing on the Cowboys. You know what Skip Bayless would say? Mm. Find a way.
Yep.
Find a way. I want to hear excuses, but now that he's the big time, now that he's Mr. Big Time with his own television show, he on First Take, the rules have to change now. They don't apply anymore. Now you don't have to find a way, because I love Tony Romo. I love Tony Romo, and he is victimized, and Jimmy Johnson's right. Oh, stop it. The fact is, you are not, your arguments are not consistent
with
what
they
have said.
Yes, they are.
You have always held the Cowboys response accountable. You have always said, being America's team, there's something that comes with that. Mm. You got to find a way, because in America, the great country of ours, the red, white, and blue, it's about the blue and white here. It's about cowboy country. Find a way.
Blue and white.
I'm sorry.
I think you just went giants on me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
the point that I'm trying to make to you is they haven't found a way. And if you had spent all of those years being the outstanding columnist that you were, finding a way, why can't you say that, Nez?
Yeah. Find a way. John, that is going to be the mantra of the season for our teams. Find a way.
You built that.
God dang right.
There you go. Oh, stop it.
What is that?
It's like a gigantic commercial for coffee, isn't it? It's like, here's what caffeine can do to you.
I love Tony Romo. I love Tony Romo.
It's like methamphetamine addicts, man, arguing about sports. Holy shit. He started off really nice and calm, and then all of a sudden, wham, the spiders were crawling up his arm.
So it's Labor Day weekend, and I got to deal with this Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you have to wait like almost 2 weeks for another game. That I don't like. Right. If it's my team playing early like that, I can't stand it.
Well, I don't know. It's football season. I know it's football season.
I'll find out next year.
At least it's football season.
Next year, it's always the Super Bowl champion. So next year, it'll be my turn to have to wait 2 weeks.
My God, we are ready for the football.
Right.
Hey, you know what? He's back with a big, long new video, and nobody gives a damn.
Well, I mean, what else is there? I mean, we've done it all. We've done it all with this guy.
Yeah. It's the one-trick pony. Oh, well.
So.
Although it's fun watching his Facebook feed when he goes to revival meetings and swears up and down that he got healed and he won't need his glasses again in a few weeks. I'm serious. That was like 7 months ago. He still has those things on his goggles on his head.
Oh, is that right?
But yeah. Oh, yeah. But he did. He went to a revival meeting and got healed. He got, smacked in the head. He swore on his Facebook page he wasn't going to need his glasses in a few weeks. So, yeah, he's worth watching just to see. It's like the zoo.
Right.
Like the zoo. You can look at him and say, look, there's one of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway.
Oh, well. So it was a really uneventful preseason, don't you think?
I don't care.
Yeah, there wasn't anything going on. There wasn't even any injuries worth talking about. Nothing.
No, the referees, and we'll get to them. But real quick, while we're on the Cowboys, Dez Bryant, man. I mean, really,
right.
Really, we got to have rules for this guy like this. This is ridiculous, man. Is this guy? Is he an adult? What is he?
Look. Jeff Ireland caught all that hell when he asked him if his mother was going to cause a problem, right?
Right.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, the Dolphins, he caught all that hell. Well, what the hell just happened? His mother's in the middle of it. You know, you can say anything you want about what was going on and anything like that, but you know what? When you have a dysfunctional family, yeah, I think you have to set some rules.
Oh, my God.
I don't think... I don't think it's a bad idea for the Cowboys to do this, to be honest with
you.
They got a lot of money invested.
No, I don't either. I just think of how it looks to Dez. I mean, my God, this guy, what does he think about this, I wonder? But, he's agreed to these rules, which took effect on August 23rd when the team returned to Dallas after training camp. And let's go through these rules here. Now, if you hadn't heard the story, Dez Bryant allegedly pushed his mom around, got in a physical altercation with her. There's been no charges by her or the police.
Right. She called 911.
You're right.
And then when they showed up, she ran because that's what she's used to doing. Oh, shit! Here they come! She took off running.
Well, here's what
she started swallowing everything that was in her pocket.
Here's what they've done to him now. They've imposed a midnight curfew.
Oh, yeah, man, and, midnight?
Yeah, if he's going to miss tough. Curfew, team officials must know in advance. Jerry, I'm going to be out till 1 tonight. I just want to make sure you know that.
It's my cousin's birthday, you know, and they ain't cutting the cake until 12:15.
Well, he's going to have to drink a soda there because no drinking alcohol. He's not allowed to drink alcohol.
He got carded. They said, we're not serving you.
He's not allowed to attend strip clubs.
Well, that's just a no-brainer.
He can only attend nightclubs if they are approved by the team, and he has a security team with him.
How many teams have an approved list of nightclubs, I wonder?
Oh, my God. He must attend counseling sessions twice a week. He's got a rotating three-man security team.
Now, that sounds funny to me. I know that means that they bring three different guys in over time, but I think a rotating team would be even funnier. Like, if he walked down the street, these three guys had to circle around him like a defense shield and just smack people out of his way, knock things around, keep everything he might get in trouble with completely away from him.
Wow. Oh, man.
Form the wedge.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there'll be one with him at all time. And members of the security team will drive Bryant to practices, games, and team functions.
He'll be fixing his hair. They'll be yelling at him and honking the horn.
Do you think they take him on a yellow short bus?
That would be great.
Pick him up. You know, he's got his lunchbox with him.
Okay, let's go to practice. He gets into an unmarked black Suburban. With chicken wire on the windows.
He's got an advisor, David Wells, who's going to hire the security team. And
David Wells, the former fat-ass Yankees pitcher?
Oh, I don't think that's him.
What's he going to teach him how to eat cheeseburgers? What's he going to do?
Well, Jerry says he's willing to do anything he can to help himself and help the team. He's very open-minded and cooperative. He's done the right things by his teammates, and everybody's counting on him.
Well, you know, hopefully he understands what the problem is, and he's got to get away from them, you know? The first step for him is to get the hell away from people that are causing him problems.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess the three guys that are going to spin around him are going to be able to be knocking his mom around pretty good. It would be like, you remember the old asteroid game with the force shield that comes up around you? Mom tries to go in for his wallet. It's knocked away.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. I mean, you know, guys get DUIs, or they get in fights or whatever, you know, or they get busted with a bag of weed. And, you know, a lot of other players will they'll let that kind of stuff slide. But there's not a player, a coach, there's nobody on the planet that's going to defend a guy if he's shoving his mom around. You ain't going to get any kind of sympathy, man. It's just not going to happen.
He'll get it from me. You know, he'll get it from me. But don't forget, his mom was a 14-year-old crackhead. So, I mean, it's not like his mom is like this maternal figure to him. She's only a few years older than he is. She's just this hoe bag that keeps hanging around.
Well, he needs to stay away from her then.
I don't know. Remember when, down in Dallas, wasn't it where Cedric Benson got arrested by those water cops and he was yelling for his mom?
Yeah. Yeah, on the out on the boat.
Right. Mama, help me. Maybe they ought to have Des Bryant go to the Cedric Benson mom care facility in the offseason or something like that.
All right. So we'll see if Des can keep his nose clean this year. We'll see if Tony Romo can back up Jimmy Johnson. I don't think either will happen, but, we'll see what happens. Anyway, one thing we're going to have to deal with, and it's, you know, it's a situation where I'm talking to my son about this, and it's like, okay, we're going to have to deal with this, and you just kind of hope that it goes your team's way instead of the other team's way. And, of course, I'm talking about these friggin' replacement officials. That's been the only thing of the preseason that has interested me at all. I just want to watch these train wrecks one after another after another.
Well, you know, hopefully they were getting all the kinks out. And there was a lot of kinks. Well, I mean, dude, in the first Redskins preseason game, the ball was downed at the four, and they called it a touchback.
I saw that. I'm like, what are you doing, man? How does that even happen?
Well, see, what they didn't show you on the highlights on ESPN was the explanation. The guy came onto the microphone and said that the man who first touched it had gone out of bounds, and they had just decided that it would have rolled in the end zone if he hadn't touched it. So they were like, no, no, no. So there's fucking red flags flying all over the place.
Oh, my God. This is going to be
terrible. It was ridiculous.
This is terrible.
Man, well, the last time they had a labor problem with the referees, all right, and big, you know, hulky hockily. Threw his weight around and got their way. They had replacement refs, but they got them from Division I football, and they were actually pretty good.
Yeah.
These guys, where'd they get these? These are like
they're supposed to be college coaches. They're supposed to be college coaches.
College coaches?
That's what I heard.
You can't have coaches reffing, for Christ's sakes.
I mean, I'm sorry, college
offensive
refs.
Offensive coaches. Okay, college refs. Are they Division IV schools?
I'll take the college coaches over these guys.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, really, we've got the last game they refereed was Slippery Rock versus the Kettering, you know, Parks and Rec Department.
Right. Well, so there's this last Wednesday night, the Giants played the Patriots, last preseason game. And right. This replacement ref, his name's Don King.
Don King. Welcome, y'all, to the greatest penalty call of all time. Weighing in at 340 pounds, number 74, holding. his little white hat is way up on top of his hair.
I know.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man.
All right, so this guy, Don King, he's gonna try to announce a few penalties. Well, that's what's funny. First off, he's trying to announce a few penalties all at one time. And he got so confused he couldn't even talk. Listen to this.
We have fouls by both teams during the kick. We have illegal shift by the kicking team. After the kick...
The other rep is yelling both on the kicking team.
Then after the kick, we have a 15-yard penalty. Chosen to re-kick, 5-yard penalty.
Is that the original offer?
A correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the... Both fouls were on the kicking team. 5-yard penalty.
Oh, they're booing the hell out of that guy in the stadium, man. Well, I love that right there at the end.
A correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the... Both up.
You know, Belichick's pissed off. He's over there on the sidelines. Look, if you just hurry up and make up your mind, we could get on with the
right,
football
exactly.
Game. You know, what they've done is effectively slow the game down now. I don't know, you know, the NFL with its idiocy with the rule book is one thing that's bad enough. But in trying to repair the rule book with all of the replays on touchdowns and replays on turnovers and everything like that, you've slowed the game down.
I know.
And with these clowns trying to look at replays, I mean, I've seen some of them that last preseason games. They last like 7 and 8 minutes. They're looking at, what the hell are they watching in there?
I'm scared to death, John.
Well, yeah. Like you said, you just hope it's not your team that has to take the bullet that week.
Right.
So,
oh, man.
You know, you hope it's the Eagles.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Eagles. we can all get together with that.
I don't want a bunch of games going down over bad calls either, though, man. This is worrisome. And what,
no
you
kidding.
Know, I heard that the NFL is generating almost $10 billion a year, and over the next decade, that's expected to climb to like $16 billion. It just, you know, whatever, man. Get us the good refs. I don't give a damn. You know, and it's not
hell,
that I'm going to defend them, because I know they want pensions and everything. They basically want to be treated like they're friggin' players.
Well, you know, how about make them full-time employees? How about we do that first so that they have an actual vested interest in what they're calling?
I mean, some of these guys are doctors and lawyers. I don't think they want to be full-time.
Well, then get rid of them and hire people that do want to be full-time so we can get better officiating all the way through. I mean, you know what? They say all the time that we get 95% right, right?
What if the good ones are the ones who don't want to be full time?
Well, then you pay them more under the table, and you don't tell the other guy.
Oh,
you know, you do this the right way.
I don't know. You know what? You know who we need to talk to about this?
I mean, I don't know. Do we know any lawyers?
Jerry Jones. I want to ask Jerry Jones about this, and I want to ask him because that way we can also ask him about these Dez Bryant rules. This, I need to know. I got questions. I got questions. I need answers. Our people want to know.
Okay.
So let's call up Jerry.
Tom, before we get a hold of Jerry Jones there, I've been handed an update from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour newsroom.
Oh.
Home of the fastest late-breaking Tim Tebow news as it happens.
Oh, we have breaking Tim Tebow news, because we get that like every hour from ESPN.
That's right. Earlier this morning, Tim Tebow reportedly went to a Safeway supermarket, purchased a bottle of orange juice, a cinnamon raisin bagel, and a travel-sized bottle of Head & Shoulders shampoo.
Oh.
Now, of course, we all know that the Jets open up this season at home versus the Bills, so the travel size is certainly a mystery that will require some more investigation. I'm going to go ahead and thank you to Harry Sphincter and Bill Spleen over there at the news desk. We'll probably be back with more on this as it happens.
Very good. Well, my day will go much better now. I was concerned about what Tim Tebow was doing this morning.
Well, I mean, we may have actually scooped ESPN on that.
How about that?
Probably not. Probably not.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Endless about Tebow. And, oh by the way, Stephen A. Smith and Skip Bayless, please,
right,
for the love of God, stop debating whether or not he can throw the ball. I'm over it. I don't want to hear you two talk about it ever again.
It doesn't matter whether he can or not. The Jets fucking suck.
Every other day, they have a whole segment dedicated to arguing about Tim Tebow. It's like, okay, enough already.
Look, their offense is going to be like 29th and below in the league in every category. They're trying to run a 1985 power run game offense with Santonio Holmes as their only wide receiver threat. Get the hell out of here.
They should bring in T.O. That would make everything just perfect.
God, then they would have to be a reality show at that point.
Right.
At that point, Fox would just have to put them on at 8 o'clock.
Exactly. Move over, Kardashians.
Right. Ryan Seacrest on the sidelines.
Let's get to Jerry. Hold on, let's get Jerry. Now. We got to move on to Jerry.
All right.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Hey, how you doing there, fellas? You guys got a good program there. You know what? You built that. Yeah. Yeah, god dang right. I'm just coming back from the convention myself. We overflew that god dang hurricane zone. What a bunch of poor black people down there. Really, really breaks my god dang heart.
Well, the season's about to start Wednesday night. You are in New York again. You got to go to New York at the beginning of the season. Under the lights.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to play at night, you got to play under the lights. Otherwise, it's pretty difficult.
Right. Well, the main reason we're calling, Jerry, these friggin' replacement referees, man, John and I are scared to death what's going to happen with these guys.
Tell you what, I don't blame you for being terrified. The only thing that I can tell you is that some of them are dirt poor little guys that have been doing nothing but teaching at community college for the last 25 years. They might have a little bit of tenure down there at Upper Podunk Community College, but they ain't got no money in the bank, so they can be bought. You understand what I'm saying? Don't be surprised
right.
to see Justin Tuck with a little mystery face mask near the end of the game.
See, that's another. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they got nothing. They got nothing. They got no muscles. There's no Ed Hockley out there to stop anybody from running over there and intimidating the hell out of them. I've already told Tony Romo, don't you take no crap from them. You go over and tell them who's boss, and it's me, god damn it. I will take their ass up here in this helicopter and dump them so far out in the Gulf of Mexico, they won't even know which way they turned before they could come back.
Well, what are we going to do? Are you guys going to fix this? What's going on? Come on.
Well, you know, we's trying to fix it, but when you got replacement referees out there like this, like we tried to do, I mean, we called their bluff and we said, all right, we're going to go ahead with these fellas here, but when they's this goddamn bad, we ain't got much of a wiggle room. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, we're thinking of different ways that we could convince Ed Hockley there of maybe backing off some of his demands there, like, you know, possibly threatening his family or something like that.
Okay. Well, on another topic, Dez Bryant, you got all these rules for him.
That's right. You know, he's going to need a little bit of parental guidance. And, you know, considering how I've been such a fine father to all of my players, I didn't see why I shouldn't do the same thing for Dez.
Well, as long as he's not getting the parental guidance from his mother.
Well, no, you know, talking about taking people out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, it has crossed my mind several times. I'm pretty goddamn sure she can't swim.
So he's got a midnight curfew. Does he have to check in with you at midnight or what?
Hell no, I don't want him coming anywhere near me at midnight. You know what I'm doing close to midnight? You sure don't want to know, because rich people live an entirely different life than people like you, and you would be appalled at some of the things I'm doing at midnight. So, no, I don't want him checking in with me. He's going to have to check in with my secretary and make sure that he is in his room, asleep, or at least hanging out with one of his friends, male friends.
Oh, man. You got one of them hookers, and you guys are acting out the book 50 Shades of Grey, aren't you, Jerry? That's what
you got at midnight. Look, at my age, it's not so much that there's any kind of bondage involved. You just need those ropes and things like that to hold yourself up.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. We don't call them, you know, bondage racks. We call them trusses.
Oh. Yeah. Is that right?
Supports.
So he's got this three-man security team. He can't go to strip clubs.
No, can't go. I mean, that just doesn't make any goddamn sense. He can't go out there to any strip clubs. You know what happens when you're in strip clubs? You get seen by people. And when you get seen by people in a strip club, then they make up all kinds of stuff of what happens. And sometimes they make it happen. So we're going to have him go to only cowboy-approved nightclub facilities.
Oh, I see.
What that means is small door, back alley, no title. Beautiful women. Get anything you goddamn well want in there, but nobody can see you. Nobody knows you. There's only some people in there. Look, we're going to peel back the velvet rope and let him into the Michael Irvin Lounge.
Oh.
That's right. He is going to get the full treatment. The full treatment. Do as much cocaine as you want. Screw any hooker you goddamn well please. Just don't get seen. You just don't get seen. That's where the problem lies with the rules in the NFL. You get seen.
Gotcha.
You get caught.
I see. Yeah, it makes sense.
I just come
back. I knew there were things going on down there behind the scenes that the media didn't know about when it came to these Dez rules.
Yeah, of course. I mean, geez whiz. What kind of conservative would I be if I didn't have something going on like this?
Right. All right, Jerry, real quick, who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, well, of course, the Dallas Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl.
Is that right?
Absolutely, they're going to win the Super Bowl. You're dang right we're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, look who we've got there at the quarterback. Tony Romo's there at the quarterback. Even Skip Bayless likes him, for God's sakes. We can't lose. Dez Bryant's going to be just fine.
Jimmy Johnson, your former coach, he says it too. He agrees.
Well, you know what? It's the first correct thing he said since, you know what, Jerry, you're right, I'm leaving. So I'm going to go ahead and listen to him. He's got his nose in the right spot.
Well, who's Dallas going to beat in the Super Bowl?
You know, I've been trying to curry favor over there at ESPN. I don't think they've been giving me my due lately and, you know, enough Cowboys coverage. So I'm going to go ahead and say the New York Jets. Smile. There you go, boys. There you go. I'm going to say the New York Jets. That way I can get a lot more airtime for my Dallas Cowboys over there on ESPN. Look, 30% of SportsCenter just ain't enough.
Okay. I hear you.
All right. All right.
Jerry.
People is interested. You think people's interested in Tim Tebow? Look at Tony Romo. He's Tim Tebow that can throw, and he ain't no virgin. I mean, dang, ladies, what do you want?
Well, everybody's going to look at Tony Romo Wednesday night. The world will be watching as you go to New York and take on the defending world champion New York Giants.
Yeah. And, you know, I tell you what, throughout the deepest of my heart, all the way up, all the way here to my beautiful brain that's been able to figure out how to live like this for even goddamn many years, I'd like to just say, you know, F them goddamn New York Giants. I can't stand them. I hope we kick their ass.
I do too, Jerry. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, well then. We'll see. Y'all have a fun, happy new year. Don't forget, vote for Mitt.
Vote for Mitt.
Vote for Mitt. I guess so.
I ain't voting for Mitt. I ain't voting for Obama. I'm voting for you. I'm going to write your name in. I'm going to write in Bang.
That'll be cool. Right, bang in there. Of course, they'll probably immediately come to your house with the FBI thinking you threatened the freaking president.
Hey, you know what? I'd kind of like to talk to Dez about those rules.
Oh, yeah, cool. We got his phone number? Of course we got his phone
number. We got everybody's phone number. Let's get him right here.
Hold on, Tom. Hang on a second. I hate to break in here.
Oh, here we go again.
I have been handed yet another breaking intel bulletin directly from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Tim Tebow Information Command Center. According to this, moments ago, Tim Tebow looked out the window. He glanced skyward for a moment. First left, then right, then sort of back to the left again. finally settled his magnificent gaze somewhere to the southeast and held it there for exactly 12 seconds. His T-Boness then closed the blinds and up until now has not been seen again. It's been speculated, Tom, that he may have been looking at the weather. It's been raining off and on a little bit, and at this time it is unclear as to whether or not Tim Tebow himself has actually caused this. I'm sure we'll have more updates as they happen.
All right.
Thanks to the boys over there in the newsroom.
All right. Very good. I got the number here for Dez.
All right.
Up here. Get Dez on the phone. Find out what he thinks about these rules.
Yo, you got Dez. Yo.
Dez Bryant.
Yeah, man. Make it quick, yo.
Hey, Dez, this is John and Tom from the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, man. We just wanted to call and ask you a couple questions about these rules that have been put in place for you.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, it's been a long time since I had any kind of, like, you know, structure and, you know, like, you know, room informity. And it's like never. So this is going to be good for me because this is going to teach me how to, you know, like, be, It is. Responsible. That's what it is. I'm going to be responsible.
Well, wait. Okay, so you're okay with this midnight curfew?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, look, man. Look, let me tell you something. The midnight curfew, they think they be getting on me with the midnight curfew. But, you know, it don't really make no difference to me because the mall closed at 10 anyway, you know? So, like, me and my crew, we ain't going to be missing no time slouching around the food court like we like to do. So, what's it offer me to come home at midnight? I just, you know, I go on home at midnight, just sit around and play the video game for the rest of the night like that. I can talk shit just to make up with the girls on the goddamn video game. It don't mean nothing to me.
Yeah, I guess it's no big deal. I mean, there's really no reason to be out in the bars. You're not allowed to drink alcohol.
Nah, man, I don't need no damn alcohol, man. Look, you know, I tell you what, Batman don't drink no alcohol, right? I seen him in the movie. He don't drink no alcohol. He put that ginger ale in that thing, and he think pretend like alcohol, right?
Right.
Point being, you know, Batman, he don't need to be drunk to be who he is, and neither do I.
No
I could be an immature punk-ass wannabe gangster thug if I'm sober, you know what I'm saying? I don't need no point of knotty head to fucking make me drop my pants down and show off my boxer. Shit. Drinking ain't gonna make me who I is, you know? I'll be what I is as long as I am what I be. Right?
Right.
Right.
No strip clubs.
Nah, that's all right. See, because you know what, man? I get in the Cowboys approved nightclub list. Hell yeah, boy, let me in there. You feeling me, man? Take back that velvet rope. Let me in that Michael Irvin grotto. You know what I be saying?
Yeah, Jerry Jones told us about that.
Shoot. That's where you want to be, man. That's how you get there. I didn't do anything wrong. As a matter of fact, in Cowboy Land, I did everything right. They peeled it back for me. They gave me the key to the executive washroom.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
And three-man security team. You're going to be a security guy with you at all times. They're going to drive you to practice?
Yeah, man, that's all right, because I don't like driving myself, man. I could sleep in the car.
Okay.
You know, be out late at night.
Well, you can't be out late at night.
That's what they say, man. I seen this trick on TV. Like, you know, you put your pillow under the covers, man, and, you know, they open the door and look like you're sleeping in there. You just climb down the back tire, you know. It's real simple.
All right. So you're okay with everything?
I don't mind. No, it don't make no difference to me. Because you know what? Jerry Jones, man, he be saying we going to the Super Bowl. And if I go be Super Bowl, then shit, be anything I want.
You ready to play, huh? You ready to go to the Super Bowl?
I suppose. Yeah, I'm ready to play the Giants.
All right. We just want to check in, make sure you're good with everything.
We good. Hey, look, man, I got to go. Here come the security guard.
All right. We wish you the best of luck Wednesday night, Dez.
All right, man. Yeah, man, we going.
I totally blew that call. In fact, it wasn't even close. But don't worry, I'll penalize the other team for no good reason in the second half to even things up.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
This yard of space is called no man's land. Football games are won or lost by control of this narrow strip of land. The battle for it is a violent one. The hands of combat. the hands of pros. This is the part of the game rarely seen by the spectator. The shattering impact of a block, the mountainous size of an onrushing defender, the splintering force of a forearm shiver. One ton of muscle with a one-track mind. Down in the dirt, the lair of the lineman. This is where the game is played. The fringe of no man's land is patrolled by the linebackers. Search and destroy. To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Hi, this is former Buckeye wide receiver Brian Hartline, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Big Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Snap is high. This ball knuckles. Bounding down. Wait a minute.
He's running the
wrong
way.
You're going the wrong way. Holy moly. How often do you see that?
Towson should not have tackled him and let him go into the end zone. It would have been a safety.
It appeared to have just grazed Derek Joseph, the return man, making it a live ball.
Right.
Linebacker Andre Parker then gets confused. There, it hits Joseph. It's a fumble. It's a free ball. Andre Parker has it, and then he's wrong way Parker for 58 yards the wrong way. Wrong way Parker.
Wrong way Parker, John.
Wait a minute.
Wrong way Parker. Tell you what, Wrong Way Parker is now famous, man. He's going to be Wrong Way Parker forever.
Holy moly.
Holy moly, John.
Holy moly, Tom. It's Wrong Way Parker.
So that's...
Oh, my God. It's Andy Griffith calling the game.
That's how our football season kicked off last Thursday night with college football. Kent State versus Towson. You know the world's watching that game. Kent State versus Towson. You know how many,
holy moly.
You know how many people never heard of Towson until last Thursday night?
Holy moly.
Holy moly.
What the hell is a moly anyway?
Holy moly. Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong way.
You're going the
way.
Wrong way. Holy moly.
Holy moly. What is it, like a freckle on the Pope or something? What is it?
I don't know, but this could only happen on opening day. He ran that ball. Now, if for anybody who hasn't seen it, I don't know whether you've been hibernating or what, because it's been on almost as much as Devin Smith's touchdown reception, one-handed amazing touchdown catch for the Buckeyes on Saturday.
That was sort of something. That was cool.
Don't try to play it off now after you're telling me on the phone earlier how amazing it was.
It was awesome. That was an awesome play.
Get used
to it.
It
really was.
Yeah, I saw...
Because he was burnt. He just had to make an awesome play. He was toast.
LeBron James tweeted right there, catch of the year.
Already?
Yes.
In the first game.
Well, so far, it's the catch of the year.
Yeah, so far.
What cracked me up is on this... Okay, first off, the Kent State punts the ball. The Towson guy's waving everybody to get away from it. They're going to let it bounce, go in the end zone. Well, when the ball bounced, it took an odd bounce, and it hit the Towson guy in the shoulder. So now it's a live ball. It's a fumble. So the Kent State guy who's running down, you know, the wedge buster guy, he runs back, grabs the ball, turns around, starts running up the other direction on the field the wrong way. He had the ball at the five-yard line. And it's funny because everybody reporting on this is dumber than hell because the report I read says he was two steps away from a touchdown. And then it says it got even worse because the officials got the wrong call saying that if you recover a fumbled punt, the ball is down at the spot. Well, they did get it right. That's where they downed the ball.
Right.
I guess originally they got it wrong because they had to interrupt the game and bring the ball back from the other end of the field because he ran it all the way back 58 yards. Then the Towson team, they knock him out of bounds.
I know, and the coach for Towson immediately is yelling at the two guys that knocked him out of bounds instead of going over and yelling at the guy that didn't get out of the way of the punt and started the whole mess in the first place.
But because the coach is yelling at the players and the players are tackling him or knocking him out of bounds, And even the announcer was saying the same thing. Those guys are stupid for knocking him out of bounds. So the coach and the players, they didn't know the rule either. Because no matter what happened at that point, Kent State gets the ball at the 5-yard line.
So Roger Goodell is watching this game going, not bad, not bad. Only a 5-minute delay before they got the call, right?
Right. I think we're using those referees for opening day.
Hire them. You see, it all rolls downhill. The refs from that level of football got taken up to the NFL, so now these guys are coming up from peewee leagues to referee this game.
Exactly. I'm scared, right. John. I'm so scared.
There, Tom.
Oh, God, please let all the bad calls go our way Wednesday night.
I almost want to see you guys beat the Giants because even though I am a Redskins fan, I do hate the Giants more than I hate the Cowboys. And I think that the Cowboys are going to be a much better patsy going down the stretch than the Giants will.
Oh, man.
So go ahead and put a loss on them right away.
Okay.
Yeah. The Redskins are going down to New Orleans to take care of business.
Oh, right. I can't wait.
Smack around Drew Brees. That's right.
John, I'm sorry, man. Penn State lost to Ohio. Oh. What is that?
Hey, Ohio was a 10-win team last year. They are. They've been to a bowl game like last 3 years.
All you got to do is win six games to go to a bowl game.
They won 10 of them last year. They're not a bad football team. They shouldn't be smacking around Penn
State.
And if,
you are Penn State.
I know. Well, you know, this is how it's going to be for the next freaking decade,
man. 4 years. Yeah, right.
I have decided I'm going to support the players. So.
Well, yeah, what else are you going to do? It's not their fault.
Right. Is this now the longest losing streak in history? They haven't won a game since 1998 now. Right. That was ridiculous. See, that's the ridiculous part of the whole thing, man. You know, that one, and somebody else was arguing on Facebook about how they should shut down the university.
Oh,
and
my God.
Asinine.
That's stupid.
That's asinine. That's, you know, Jerry Sandusky gets to screw every kid in school if you do that. So, you know, they're going to have, this is what's going to happen. They're not going to have any talent. They're not going to have any players. Their coaches are going to be under the scrutiny forever, and that's just the way it's going to be. We're going to be losing to Ohio.
Yeah, let's shut down the university. Let's punish all the alumni, all the current students, all the current professors, all the current athletes, all the fans that have been bleeding, you know, Penn State colors for years and years. Yeah, let's punish all of them because of what this one stupid sleazeball scumbag, whatever you want to call it.
And a few
then.
People covered up.
Right. You know, you know what? Punish the people who committed these acts. That's
it. You know what? In my opinion, if you close the school, you punish everybody anyway because that's how many now educated people. You know what I mean? It affects. It's a big ripple.
Well,
you
know what? The Los Angeles police beat up an innocent woman the other day, so let's just close down the L.A. Police Department.
Yeah, they killed her. Jesus Christ.
She died.
Her for dropping her kids off at the police station and saying, I don't want them anymore.
She died, man.
Yeah, I know.
God.
You know.
So we're gonna close down
the
whole department.
Avoid
let's
the
close.
Police at all
hey, let's
costs,
just
man.
Get rid of the police altogether, all over the country. Just no more police. Because of that.
Well,
you know, it's just, come on, man. It's the same thing. It's ridiculous. Just punch these guys. Now, I do agree with the new rule at Happy Valley. Okay.
I'm sure Des Bryant would like that rule. Yeah, man. No cops. And no security guards.
Well,
at the Galleria, no security guard.
Penn State, you know, they've always had certain songs they play at Happy Valley at home football games. But one of them they are no longer allowed to play is by Neil Diamond.
Good.
And it is this song
Good.
Right here, Sweet Caroline.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out,
slap slapping sounds,
touching me. Touching you, sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah, John.
Good times never seem so good.
Oh, touching me, touching you.
Right. Yeah. Slap, slapping sounds. Slap, slap, slap.
They said it. They're afraid the song will remind people of the Jerry Sandusky nightmare. Yeah, because they're not thinking about it anymore unless you hear that song.
Look, I'll be honest with you, man. They play that song at Red Sox games in the seventh inning every night. So, yes, it does remind me of a bunch of pedophile child molesters. Yeah, that's just stupid. However, I will say one other thing. As a Penn State fan, I'm glad for that because I freaking hate Neil Diamond. I really can't stand Neil Diamond. To me, he is like one level below Tom Jones, and Tom Jones is just as corny as it gets. So there you go.
It's just, whatever.
I know.
What are you going to do?
What happens is they sit in these meeting rooms and somebody says, you know what, that reminds me of the porn site I was on last night. I mean, that reminds me of... and so they think it, and that's what they think everybody else will think. Oh, got a new Tom straight in from the news desk here. Hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
Late breaking news has just been handed to me. We have yet another late breaking news flash regarding everyone's favorite human being, His Holiness Tim Tebow. Tom, according to the latest imagery from NORAD satellites, we can confirm yesterday's report of pizza delivery to the address in which Tim Tebow was reportedly staying. And the person paying for the pizza has been identified by FBI facial recognition as one James Hardy, a known disciple of Tim Tebow. Further inspection of the septic tank has revealed the remains of undigested mushrooms and possibly pepperoni. So we're going to go ahead and make the call here on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour that last night's dinner for Tim Tebow was a pizza from Mama Mastroni's.
Jesus Christ.
Family pizzeria. That's right. He's Jesus' cousin.
Oh, my God.
And we are gonna...
Tebow has given them water to drink.
Right, Michael.
Look, man. Look, the Republicans might win in November, so it's best to be, next to the Savior. All right, so we're going to be on... Either that or we can get a job with ESPN. We are covering every angle.
Holy moly!
Holy moly, that's right.
That's right. So if Tim Tebow gets a growth on his neck, that's what we're going to call it, the holy moly.
Holy moly!
All right. Hey, speaking of the election, we got to do just one little political thing here, and it's really... not so much about politics as it is, because this guy's just a walking soundbite, man. I'm talking about Herman Cain. How can you not love this guy?
Oh, he's hilarious.
I absolutely just love to listen to this guy say stuff. He's at he was at an event in Tampa right before the Republican convention, and he spoke to some of his supporters. And he was talking about Mitt Romney and some recent poll that showed no black people were going to support Mitt Romney. And this is what he had to say.
A poll that showed that amongst my black people, there were zero black people who would vote for Mitt Romney. My response was, I'm not a zero. And my black conservative friends are not zero. You're not a zero. You're not a zero. You're not a zero. I see, look at all these zeros in here. Will all of the zeros please stand up?
Oh, man. So let me get this straight. 31 people stood up, so that now raises the total of black people that will vote for Mitt Romney in America to 34. Didn't three of them call in sick?
Look at all these zeros in here.
I thought that's what he said when he walked into the Eagles locker room.
He was looking at their trophy case.
Will all of the zeros please stand up?
Oh, man. I have a bunch of they were all in there. I know several black people who are rumored to maybe support President Obama. The fellow who picks up the garbage every Thursday. I heard that he was going to possibly support Rip Mitt Romney. I told him there might be a nice bonus for him at Christmas time.
Oh, man. Now here's the thing. He was a guest on The Daily Show. How's Herman Cain doing on The Daily Show?
Oh, he's great on The Daily Show. Hey, you know what? From what I understand, Paul Ryan today caught the largest shark ever on record, a 780,000-pound mako.
What?
With his bare hands, according to him.
Well,
somehow the photograph of it was lost.
When Herman Cain went on The Daily Show, he had an interesting theory on why a recent poll showed that 0% of black people support Mitt Romney, and this is what he said.
Now, here's why in that particular poll,
yes, sir,
they may have had zero minorities going to vote blacks specifically.
Okay.
We're going to vote for Governor Romney. They were working, so they didn't answer the phone when they took the poll. Believe it or not, some black people have jobs
okay.
and careers, and they run businesses.
Yeah,
They didn't take that into account, John.
So you're suggesting that the poll was done purely for unemployed people?
No.
All right, Herman Cain, now you are a zero.
I'm not a zero.
I think you're working your way there.
Sounds like people are working, Tom. I mean, what a stupid thing to say.
Believe it or not, some black people have jobs.
Yeah, don't you know that?
According to, you know, everything else the Republicans tell us, nobody has a job. Nobody's opening businesses. Nobody's doing anything. Nothing's happening. I don't know, man. And guess what the Democrats get to
Wait, you sound like Stephen A. Smith there.
Oh, stop it. Yes, please. Save us. And none of you little morons write to me and say, you know, Bang, if you vote for Ron Paul, all of this will be... Shut up, you stupid idiots. I don't want to hear from you either.
I actually like Ron Paul. He's about the only politician I can say that about.
He's got some loony
ideas. He reminds me of Ross Perot. Crazy old white man.
Prospero, you mean? The loony old wizard on the island by himself?
Right. Yeah, that's who he reminds me of. That's exactly who he reminds me of.
Yeah, with his own reality, we're swirling around him. Yeah, okay. Very, very good.
All right. How about a Super Bowl prediction?
Oh, all right. I got a Super Bowl prediction for you. I'm going to go ahead and go the easy route in the AFC because, honestly, I'm looking at the AFC, and it's just a big thing of mayonnaise. So I'll take the Patriots to lose their third Super Bowl to the Chicago Bears.
The Bears. You think they're going to get
Bears.
It done?
The Bears. I believe in Jay Cutler.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I think the Bears are going to be a really good football team, but I believe in Aaron Rodgers more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that Aaron's just, I mean, you look at this guy, he's amazing. I think they're healthy, and I think, you know, they had some injuries last year, and I think that probably hurt them, but I like them to get back to the Super Bowl this year. Obviously, you know, New Orleans is going to have a mess. I mean, I think they're going to be an offensive machine, but I think defensively they're going to be a mess, coaching, all that, you know. I think I'll take their fantasy players. I'll still take the fantasy players from New Orleans, but I don't see them in the Super Bowl.
You could see three playoff teams come out of the NFC North. You really could. The Packers, the Lions, and the Bears.
And they did last year.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be tough for anybody else to get in past them.
Right.
That's going to be tough. But yeah, I'll go with the Bears on an off the wall pick there.
All right. Yeah, you did that last year with Atlanta, if I recall.
Yeah,
but
I did.
They made the playoffs.
They did, and they didn't go very far. And I'll say, you know, you could use the same theory that I used with Atlanta last year for the Packers, except for the Packers have already won a Super Bowl, except that
right.
You know, last year they got in the playoffs and got cracked right on out.
Although it may be that same situation where you were a year too early when you took them, Atlanta.
Nah, you know what? I'm losing faith in Matt Ryan. Unless he throws the ball to Julio Jones a lot.
He looks amazing, and he's going to throw the ball to Julio Jones a lot.
That I will be happy with because I've got him in my fantasy
league. I know. You kept him in our keeper league.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And you laughed at me for jumping up on Alfred Morris, but you wait.
Yes, and I'm still laughing at you for jumping on Alfred Morris. Because you could have got Alfred Morris about 8 rounds later than you took him.
Probably, but you got to realize, man, I'm doing this on the phone. I can't see the board. You know, it's different.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, if you could have seen the board, then you wouldn't have taken that Washington Redskins stud running back that you just got. Sure.
It was the 5th round.
Oh, anyway, my prediction, the opponent of the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
The Denver Broncos.
Somebody's sucking on the Manning. Look, man, Manning is now another mile above sea level, and his head is sitting on top of that neck. It's going to be light up there for him, man. He gets to running around too much, and he's going to get all dizzy. You saw some of those interceptions he threw in the preseason, right?
He looks amazing, John.
Ball fluttering all over the damn place.
He looks amazing.
The West is the Broncos probably can win the West.
Probably. There's, you know, they're going to run away with the West now.
Well, maybe.
They already had a hell of a deal. I mean, come on, John. They went to the playoffs with friggin' Tim Tebow. Now they got Peyton Manning. And he's healthy.
Tim
he
Tebow
great.
Update.
Yeah, oh,
Tim
God.
Tebow update.
Oh, no.
No, I think we're done with Tim Tebow updates.
All right, so I got Green Bay and Denver, and you've got New England and Chicago.
Yeah.
That's all good either way around. Any way around, that's good.
All right, I do have a couple of emails.
I'd be more fun. I think it'd be funny though to see Peyton and Tom Brady go at it again in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, that might be fun.
That's always fun to watch those two go at it, you know?
That might be fun, especially if they did it in Denver. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I see. Pittsburgh opens the season at Denver, don't they? I believe.
I think so.
Yeah, so that means the one guy's his name, Clark, can't play. He's got that...
Right. He's got the sickle cell trait that will not allow him to play up there.
Right.
He could die. But, for a safety, I guess, you know, I can't play against Peyton Manning. Oh, gee.
Yeah, right.
What a shame.
Ain't my fault we lost. All right, what do we got
I do. I got a few of them over the course of the year that I thought were worth keeping out. This one was fun for the opening statement here. This guy did send us a donation, so thank you very much. But this comes from Vince. Vince, this is my first email to you guys. I've been a fan of the cartoons from the beginning and have heard every single podcast. I'm a private investigator, so I spend a lot of time in my car. If it weren't for you guys, I don't think I could do the job. So now the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour is being played while a guy is taking dirty pictures of somebody else's wife. Snooping on people out. That's cool, man. So right now, we could be a part of an investigation, Tom. What do you think we're in on right now? Right now, we could be in Vince's car. Should we shout out something? Should we shout a warning? Hey, lady! He's taking pictures!
Dude, run! You're about to end up on an episode of Cheaters!
All right, here comes an email from Colin. Colin, who, if I do my math correctly, is now going to be a sophomore in high school. Yay, Colin!
Oh, no.
Which means he's an Eagle fan, Tom, so he's probably like 23.
I remember Colin.
Yeah, so this is Colin, the 23-year-old sophomore. Hey, you guys know what Dick Clark's last words were? Neither do I.
Very nice, Colin.
Oh, that was all right. That was pretty good. All right, and now, for your listening pleasure, Adrian Lord, I believe, had too much rice wine one night.
Wrote to us. Adrian Lord, our secret agent over there in South Korea. I know you don't read these, Mr. Bang, so it is here that I will declare my love of enormous penises.
So, Adrian Lord has come out of the closet. No wonder you can't get laid in South Korea. Holy crap. So he got all drunk one night and decided to come out to us. That's okay. It's really?
Really?
Yep, that's it. He declares his love of enormous penises, which, if you're teaching English over there to those Koreans, you should tell them that is peni.
Hmm. So, 007 would not stand for this.
All right, let's see. Bill Berry, old drunk Bill, called in here or wrote in here. I heard about Terrell Suggs, and my reaction was, why? Why couldn't it be Bernard Pollard? So, Bill's feeling pretty good.
Wait, he wants us to answer that?
I guess. Jopa, or actually some guy, writes in and wants to know if I would be shocked if it turned out Jopa was a NAMBLA member. I don't know what the fuck do I even want to know that for? I wouldn't want to know that, you know? That's like finding out your grandfather was into these sex clubs or something. You know? Could you imagine, dude, like opening up a swingers magazine from the 50s, you find in a pile of ash somewhere, and there's your granddad in there.
Right.
All right, that's all I got. Hey, man, it's nice to be back.
It is. Sorry we were off so long, but, you know.
We're busy.
First off, we technically were unable to do the show for a while, the way we do it.
Yeah.
And we weren't going to do it half-assed. If I can't do it right, nope. I'm not going to do it at all. And then things just got slammed this summer. It was just impossible. And I'm going to tell you right now, there may be a week that comes along where we just can't get to it. And if that happens, I'm sorry, but... you'll live, except for those of you who are going to kill yourselves, as you've mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and if you do, make sure you don't fall on somebody. Like that dude did at the Texans-Vikings game the other night. You see that? An idiot that fell off the escalator landed on somebody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Saw that.
That's just terrible.
Crazy. All right. Go Cowboys. John agrees, of course. Die Giants.
Hail to the Redskins. That's right, baby. 2012 is here. It's nice. Nice. Next time we'll be talking about some real football.
Yeah, it's cool. John's got hope for like 3 weeks now. So,
well, no, we got a rookie quarterback. I'm not expecting too much.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the fantasy people are. I don't get it. I don't get it, man.
No, not in a throwback league. For a keeper league, I can see it, but not in a throwback league. I mean, you know, he might, you know, shock the world. But from what I've seen them doing with him so far, he's gonna have his rookie days.
Yeah, exactly. He's a rookie. You know. And he could become a great quarterback. I just don't think he's going to have a Cam Newton rookie year, as so many people seem to think he's going to.
Hey, I'll tell you what. In our keeper league, when your son took Andrew Luck, I had him on my board. I was going to take him two picks later.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I was waiting. I figured it was about time. I mean, it is a keeper league. Yeah. Now, he's got Aaron Rodgers, so he's not too worried, but you never know. You know,
that's a good trade dangler, though, in a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's something good to work with.
Definitely. All right, so check out our Facebook page.
Go ahead and hit the donation button. You'll find it on the page. It's really on. It's on the Bank Cartoon Radio Hour page.
Oh, on bankcartoon.com.
Yeah, I got to redo the website. I just don't have time. So, you know, one of you web developer guys out there, why don't you kick in and give me a favor?
Right. There you go.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.